Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and happy Friday to all our franchise-focused guests out there. Thank you for joining on a wonderful, wonderful day here. Of course, this is the Franchise Focus brought to you by Rick Vizio, certainly one of my favorite times of the month to be able to do this show, have the opportunity to connect with some of the leading franchise executives, service providers, professionals, leaders from the IFA, reporters out there too that cover the space, basically providing our listeners, prospective and current franchisees, with the opportunity to hear from all folks from all walks of life who impact the franchise business model and who help stand for what we stand for in the space. So wonderful to have you back at you with another excellent show featuring Jason Griggs and Matt Kubler, the two guys responsible for building out Max Out Strength Studios, a franchise concept that is perfectly situated to capitalize on the future and youth, because they are completely committed to helping young adults and teens build their mind, body, and soul with their unique fitness program, their LAMP mentorship program, and everything that they do in local communities. So before I get started with those fantastic and energetic guys, just want to do a couple of housekeeping things here. Of course, if you have any questions about this show or comments on this one or any other, please find us on Twitter at EducatedZ, EducatedZEE. Find Rick or myself, Graham Chapman, on LinkedIn. Certainly check out Rick's most recent article, The Six Myths About Franchise Coaches, went to Fox Business News, went all over the place. That's on entrepreneur.com with all of his other article contributions. And certainly check out his websites, you know, educatedfranchisee.com for more information on his Amazon best-selling book, and afranchisecoach.com to learn more about what makes an effective franchise coach and to help yourself learn more about what it takes to find the right franchise opportunity. So all that aside, a lot of our loyal listeners here know that we've been focusing on the next-gen initiative in franchising, what the IFA, certain franchisors, and other folks are doing to create a bridge between young, bright minds and the franchise business model. Obviously, that's a perfect segue for us today because Jason, Maxop's president and CEO, Matt, the company's VP and COO, what they do each and every day is try to, you know, help cultivate, help create, help influence, you know, our next generation of leaders by taking them through, you know, their fitness program, helping them, you know, redefine and strengthen their mind, body, and soul through that strength program and through their mentorship program. So would certainly be much better if I allow these two fantastic gentlemen to share their story. Matt, Jason, I know you're on the line with me. Thank you for joining us in the Franchise Focus. Happy Friday to you guys.
Great to be here.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you very much.
Same to you, man.
Oh, absolutely. So, Jason, I want to start with you. You are certainly with Matt, the leader behind this company. And, you know, just to get started, as we do with each one of these interviews that are focusing on a specific franchise concept, you know, tell us more. What is Max Out? What's sort of the background behind the story? How did this all come to fruition?
Well, Grant, I was listening to you. You go on and on about what we do, and you're doing a great job. I mean, you're right on the money. We are in the business of building the mind, body, and soul of teens and young adults. And that is our core business. That is our core mission. That's who Matt and I are inside. The way we're able to do that from a business standpoint, build the mind, body, and soul, is we have a proprietary piece of fitness equipment that we manufacture that helps us build the body, and we also have a comprehensive leadership and mentorship program that helps build the mind and the soul of those teens and young adults that we see in our studio every single day.
Got it. So tell me more about the actually, I'll go back to that in a second because I know that Matt wants to talk about, you know, or Matt can mm-hmm. certainly talk about that strength equipment and that mentorship program. So I guess before I get there, Jason, I mean, I guess tell me, you know, how this business model works. I know that you have this leadership and mentorship program. I know that it helps change lives. You know, if I'm a franchise owner, I'm trying to implement these things, I guess, what do I need to know? What, describe more about this mentorship program and about the strength equipment you have.
Well, the program, the leadership mentorship program, is something that's been in development over the past 5 years since we started this business. And Matt will be able to speak more to the specifics of how he's been able to change the lives of the ones that he, you know, those kids that he's been able to to work with. But Matt and I got together, like I said, 5 years ago with this concept of just being a strength studio, taking this unique piece of equipment that we have that acts as a counterweight that provides two separate weights during each repetition, which is something that no other piece of fitness equipment on the market is able to do, and certainly it's not employed in a studio setting like ours by anyone else anywhere. So we do have a stone cold unique piece of equipment that we use that is at the core of our business, and around that we build a process for the workouts that are very easy to follow, and deliver a very very complete and unique result to the clients who come and work out with us, and that really takes care of the physical part. We also do athletic based training, and in our studio, and which allows the kids to also take that strength that we've just helped them build and use it and be more explosive and better athletes and better able to perform on the field or on the court.
Got it. So yeah, Matt, take us through it. I know you've been more on the ground level and taking a number of kids through the program. I've certainly seen a few videos of you getting people jacked up, talking about the this piece of equipment you guys have, how it works and how it helps transform bodies, and then obviously talking about the mentorship program and how that helps transform minds and the leadership abilities of these kids. So, I mean, as someone who's been more on the ground, talk about the type of impact this makes in the lives of kids, and I guess share any more details that you'd like to about, why this is so powerful.
Thanks for having us, first of all, Graham. I appreciate it.
The
first part of the process that we created, it's three different things we do, which all fit together in the puzzle. So it's not they're not three separate things that do three separate unique things individually, and that's all. Somebody wants to come and get strong, they just get strong or get faster or whatever. They're all part of one big process. And like Jason said, we started off just being a strength studio just for everybody. We didn't really, there wasn't a specific mission in the beginning for the kids. We were anybody from 14 to 84 pretty much. And the beautiful part about the body is my body, your body, and everybody else's body, they work exactly the same. They may heal and get stronger in different time periods, but the process that the body goes through is identical. It doesn't matter whose body it is. So it sure works for everybody that we were touching, so to speak. And so we knew we had that down. Like we pretty much figured out that we could do strong pretty well. One thing we weren't aware of when we first started was the impact we were going to have with kids. And shortly after we opened, we had one or two local high school girls basketball players show up, and their family said, "But can you make our daughter stronger?" And we're like, "Yeah, no problem," because we already figured that out. And what I didn't know is that the relationship that's built from that one-on-one strength training time that we spend with those kids, and the ability to change a dynamic in their life that was missing, which was the need for more strength, created this bond, this credibility that we now had within the family structure of that family and the athlete themselves. And that sort of opened up an opportunity for me to see whether or not there was a place for us to influence these kids even better and help them with, their athletes. It started off with just athletes, and they need to learn. A lot of these kids are looking to become leaders so that they can help their team perform better, not just physically be better players, but also to be better leaders. And that sort of became very apparent to me pretty quickly. So I started working on a process that allowed us to, with my background in human behavior and body language, I had a pretty solid understanding of what that process needed to be. I just had to sort of work with different types of personalities and male and female and different age groups to try to see how systematic I could make my approach so that it wasn't necessarily dependent on me to make it work. And that took a while. We were in a space where we had to convince a lot of people that we were better than the box gyms that are out there. And so getting kids to come and parents to spend their money to come train with us was not necessarily an easy transition for us. So to get
sure.
the number of kids we needed to come in to get a decent enough sample size for myself to where I felt comfortable creating the process as a universal process to use on the franchise level, it took a while. So over the course of those 5 years, we created the what is now known as the Leadership and Mentorship Program. And, we've seen every one of our kids, whether they were athletes or just kids that wanted to come because they're getting bullied and need to be stronger, or in the marching band and just wanted to be better in marching in the band or the Boy Scouts or whatever the case might be. We have kids from all over the spectrum, and it's not necessarily just an athletic-based thing, although that is probably 60% of our youth is student-athletes. But they all turn out and go on to become leaders. And
sure.
You can't be a leader unless you understand who you are. And the basis of our program is pretty simple. And it's a process that I learned a long time ago, is that if you learn who you are, what you're good at, and what you're weak at, and you figure out the weaknesses that you have and whether or not they are daily things that you're going to have to do even though you suck at them, or are they things that you can avoid doing because there's no need to worry about it, once you figure that entire situation out, it's pretty easy to dedicate time to doing things you're good at. Because you know
yep.
the things that you don't need to do, so you put them to the side. The things that you got to do every day that you still kind of aren't that good at, we try to help you get better, and we find out whether it's an effort thing or just a competence thing. And we try to help you
yep.
figure out ways to at least get a little bit better, but not spending too much time if you don't need to. And then spending the rest of your time doing the things that you're good at. And the self-awareness portion of our program is what's special. Getting these kids to understand who they are and how we get them to that point. We utilize a lot of science. We utilize DISC and values indexes for
yep.
testing, along with some of the processes that I've developed to sort of paint a picture for them. It lasts about 26 weeks, and then there's a maintenance plan that they stay on that is more of a keep-in. They come in and it's like a bi-monthly thing where a mentor and a mentee will get together and just talk about life and where they've been and things they've seen and how would they have handled things differently, and it's sort of just a bouncing session off, you bounce things off of each other in the maintenance phase. And the kids, we've had about 60 kids go through over the last 5 years, and every one of them is only a several that are already out of college. They've all gotten their master's degrees. We're captains and leaders on their sports teams and are now working in great jobs and leaders in their businesses. And they still come back to Max Out, and they still call us home, and they still call me for mentorship. And that's the special part. You get these kids out into the world, we're creating citizens that are out there producing and no longer just consumers, because that's what kids are. And at their core, until they get out in the world, they're consumers. And we've got to turn them into producers, and that's kind of what the plan is.
And Graham, what greater satisfaction could Matt and I get than that? There's a tremendous
sure.
amount of satisfaction we get from seeing the transformation in our young people every day. And that's really who we're looking for when we're looking at taking this business and putting it out there in the franchise marketplace. Looking for those who share our passion for helping other people, whether they're coaches, teachers, athletic trainers, people who are already in training situations now, returning and retiring military. But the bottom line really is finding those people who have a passion for helping other people get almost a selfish feeling from seeing the greatness in others emerge. And that's something I'm sitting here talking, I've got goosebumps thinking about it. Just being able to find those people and help them start their own business and start down the light this life of being a Max Out franchise owner and watching their communities light up with leaders and positive kids, and it's really, really spectacular to watch.
Absolutely. No, and I want to get to how you guys are helping prospective franchise owners, other entrepreneurs who share your passion, your drive, your desire to help cultivate that next generation of leaders. But I do want to go back to that next generation of leaders first. I mean, you guys like, let's face it, there's no question you're in, when you look at it from a general overview perspective, you guys are in a crowded franchise space when it comes to, you know, gyms, workout facilities, things like that. But you guys are clearly much more than that. And you have a very defined, very target audience, you know, with teens and young adults that is typically underserved from where I'm sitting. I mean, you know, in schools you have extracurriculars, you have gym time, you have even high school sports getting absolutely gutted and cut and underfunded. And, you know, I guess building a healthy spirit, mind, and body is not something that's really preached that well, you know, in the classroom. I mean, they focus on math, they focus on, you know, language and science, but they don't take the time really to make health and nutrition and things like that a priority. And, you know, certainly there are coaches, there are other influencers in the lives of kids who are helping to, you know, provide them with stepping stones for their lives and key lessons and things to help them build leadership skills and figure out their strengths. But from what you guys are talking about and that, and what Matt's eloquently described, you guys have a very tried and true, proven, results-oriented system that helps these kids really highlight, you know, what makes them great, how to overcome or compensate for smaller things that might be their weaknesses that they need to take care of. So building such a strong sense of identity and an excellent work ethic so that, you know, they can knock out those two things and really be able to focus on those strengths. So I guess, you know, this is, I guess goes back to Matt, because I know that you, you know, you're very much on the ground floor with these customers, and you know why you guys have made it such a priority to focus on that young adult and teen audience so specifically. So I guess speak to that. You know, how are Max Out Strength Studios, how are your locations able to step in the lives of teens and young adults to help them cultivate their own identity, you know, build their leadership abilities and their, you know, through your mentorship program and build their, you know, body through your strength training program. You know, why is it so important for you guys to be present in their lives at a time when they're losing out on high school programs, you know, band and other types of electives and extracurriculars are out the window, you know, at a time when things that are publicly offered are so underfunded? I have to imagine that's why this is like the perfect time for people to be involved with your Max Out program.
Well, that's a great, great point. One of the, you know, I have a kid growing up with a single parent and a brother with a disability and in a very poor area. I had a mentor growing up who was a police officer. I ended up becoming a police officer. The reason I became a police officer is because of him. And, you know, had it not been for him and you know, where I lived and how I lived, I could have easily been going down a different road. And he played a very big role in my life. So that is my motivation, is the fact that I am a product of a mentorship program. Mine was through the police athletic league, but it was still in at its core a mentorship program. And throughout my life, I've been exposed to a lot of different things and been around the world, seen a lot of things, and I've come to realize that the world in general tries to take things that are actually pretty simple as far as the root cause and turn them into bigger, more ugly animals than they really need to be. At the core of our nation, and I probably say the world, but I generalize every country, but at least the United States and the parts that I've seen, you know, there's a piece missing as far as the kids, you know, every kid's going to rebel against their parents. Every kid's going to think the parents don't know as much as they probably do know, and especially if there are parents. And if there are no parents, then this is a pretty easy conversation to have that we can help fill a role. But those that have parents at home that love and care about them, you know, they don't always listen. The kids don't listen to their parents. So there's a role that needs to be filled that is being unfilled because of a lack of interest by people because of a self-serving nature of today's society. And B, I don't believe that the people that are serving sometimes in those positions are necessarily doing it for the right reasons and aren't doing it with the best interest of every kid. You know, you look at sports today, there's a lot of kids that get a lot of attention that are very great athletes. And if they weren't great athletes, I doubt they'd be getting the same attention. I believe that every kid deserves to have the same amount of attention, whether you're an elite athlete who's going to go and play in the league somewhere, or you're just a kid who wants to be involved with a program like ours and you have a desire to just become a better human being. And our goal is to create an environment where every single kid that walks in our door gets the same level of attention and respect and admiration and adulation because, you know, we go to every one of our kids' events. Since we have a kid in the band, we go to their concerts. We have a kid in a youth group, we go. We've gone to churches with the kids that are leading youth groups, so support them in that. We have, of course, all the athletes. We go to their games. Why? Because that's our role. We are looked upon as these kids need us. And the parents recognize that. That's the best part of this whole thing. We aren't trying to fix their kids. We're not trying to replace the parent. We're just trying to become that other voice in the head of their child that's giving them sound advice, leading them in a direction towards success, and helping them reach their potential. And the parents, every single one, not a single one has ever said anything other than, I don't know how you do it, but whatever it is you're doing, please don't stop. And the letters we get, the cards we get, the texts we receive, my mentors and I, from the parents is, it's the most amazing feeling in the world to know that you have the ones that are stroking the check, paying the membership fee every month. Not only are you getting their kids strong and better on the court or on the field and all that stuff, that's fantastic. I love training the body as well. But when you can get a kid who goes, I am not only physically strong, I'm also mentally more prepared to handle whatever's thrown my way because of the time I've spent at Max Out, that's what changes everything. That's the best part of it. And then the parents go, every dollar I spend, the return on that investment is tenfold.
Yeah, no, I totally believe it. And as someone who is a former athlete myself, I can certainly speak to all the wonderful coaches, mentors I had in my life who, you know, I don't remember the, you know, baseball advice or, you know, how to turn a double play. I mean, I certainly remember those things, but that's not what lasts. I mean, what helps me in my job today and what helps me as a human being and being, you know, a man who's a contributor to the world, or, you know, the things they taught me about life and using a sport or something as, you know, a microcosm of life and a form through which to teach bigger lessons, that's huge. So, you know, so, say someone like me, you know, I mean, I'm a little bit too young and certainly don't have the financial capacity I would like to have to, you know, be a part of your system. So say someone like me, except someone who has the financial disposition and the longevity and is at a point in their life where they want to own a business, they want to take it upon themselves. You know, they've had their teaching career, they've done that for decades, they've served our country as a veteran, and they really connect and they share that passion that you guys have for helping kids. You know, Jason, tell me more about this franchise opportunity. You know, if I'm trying to buy in as someone who's at the tail end of my teaching or coaching career or coming back from being in the military, you know, what type of skills do I possess? You know, what's the cost here? You know, I guess outside of sharing that passion, which is clearly the key in connecting with Max Out, being a good franchise owner, how would you describe the ideal type of franchise owner who is coming to talk to you about being a part of your system?
Well, Graham, I just want to back you up a little bit there. And first of all, yes,
sure,
you can afford to be a Max Out franchise owner. We have a number of different ways that folks can acquire and be awarded the rights to a Max Out franchise through. We have a financing option, multiple financing options that we put into place, and then we have an outright purchase, and there's the total commitment is under $400,000 in a total outlay, and that's able to be financed over a period of time, and someone who's interested in getting a good return on their investment and getting into that business, and who's interested in helping other people. It's a perfect way to spend the next period of your life in building a business and building mind and body and soul of teens and young adults. So, you know, from a skill sets point of view, the Max Out business, it's very easy to run. It's one where the process that Matt has built for the leadership and mentorship program as Matt describes, it's engagement. It's a desire to be engaged in the lives of young people. The process that's built around that to help inspire that engagement both ways between the franchise owner or the person administering the leadership or mentorship, as well as the teams is easy. Matt's built a whole program whereby there are prompts for the discussion, the weekly discussions. There are the franchise owner would then just simply proctor the discussion about certain topics that are important, like self-esteem, mm-hmm. leadership, those types of things. Anti-bullying. We certainly have a very strong anti-bullying message that we promote within the studio. And then the workouts themselves. They are the max out circuit of workouts. There's a process that's built around that. There's a pre-test of every client that comes in. It establishes a baseline, and every single workout is predetermined based on the client's starting ability. There's very little guesswork in knowing what to do next. The process is pretty well laid out for you. The athletic based training, we're using Barwis Methods out of Michigan, they have an online certification that's available to all our franchisees, and which, as I said, can be taken, and that certification is taken online, and you will receive your Barwis Method certification, and then that allows you to lead small group athletic-based instruction. So pretty much all the training is there. The processes are simple. The business is pretty well all laid out for you. And it's something that you can pick up and run tomorrow if you had to.
Got it. Holy cow, between the two of you, I mean, I'm ready to buy in now. It seems that you got, the franchise opportunity very well filleted out and very easily describable, and seems all the training and the systems and everything is built in and certainly proven and ready to go. And listening to Matt talk about the inspiration for him being a part of this business and the type of mentors he had in his life and how that impacted him, you certainly have the emotional and the practical side figured out. And, of course, I'm on our end, over at 919 Marketing, we're certainly helping you guys come up with some other key messages and ways to share your story. But certainly seems like you guys have been working with some other folks in the franchising to help you get your feet wet, to help you get the franchise opportunity ironed out and ready to take to market. And some, I assume there's some tools out there that you're using to help connect with franchise partners. Who else are you guys working with outside of us over at 919 that are helping you move the ball forward as far as getting the word out on the franchise opportunity and making sure that it's successful and sustainable as you build towards your future?
Well, two of the key folks that we're using right now and have been using for a while are Paul Segretto with Franchise Foundry and Stan Friedman with FRM Solutions. Paul's based in Houston, and Stan is in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Paul has been, and I'll let Matt talk about Paul in a second, but Paul's been great. He's been with us for a number of years, helping us hone our message and get our stuff together. But Stan has come along here in the last 6 months or so, 6-8 months, and has actually provided us with a wonderful platform for helping us track our franchise candidates and maintain a great level of communication with them, he's a giant in franchising is all I can say. So, but Matt, you want to say a few words about Paul?
Yeah, Paul was introduced to us at a point where we weren't going to do franchise. We had decided we weren't going to do it back in 2012, and Jason and I talked about selling the options to max out franchises as a. It was an asset we had. I made a phone call to a franchise friend and said, put the put the string out, the line out in the water and see what happens. And it turned out to be fall. And Paul convinced us to stay the course. And over the next, 18 months, Paul did a great job of getting us to look past the tree through the forest to see what we could be and what we were already doing well. And that was the key for us. We were bogged down and couldn't see what was right in front of us. And Paul was great at that, and then helped us refine everything and got us to where we are today. And we're real excited.
That's an understatement.
Sure. No. Yeah, no doubt. And for both, we've had both those guys on the Franchise Focus before. Two of my best friends at franchising. Two of the leading stars as far as what they do within the space, and their relationships and their reputation certainly precedes them, and everything is great that's been said and recorded about those two guys, who are excellent when it comes to franchise development, creating messages and creating relationships within the franchising space that lasts. And you certainly are in excellent company there. So unfortunately, we're heading towards the end of the time that we have allocated here, so I do want to offer up the opportunity to both of you to say, what's up next for MaxOut? What's getting you guys excited, getting out of bed each day, and how can folks contact you if they want to learn more about the franchise opportunity?
Well, you can put that one, Jeff. Yeah, Grant, thank you very much for having us. Certainly
sure.
Appreciate the opportunity to be on with you. The next step for MaxOut is to continually look for our franchise candidates and continue to onboard people who share our passion and meeting new people and at a local level, continue to do the good work of helping kids understand who they are and what they're meant to be. And that's something that I can get out of bed every day and do that. But being able
sure.
to do that and share it with the rest of the world, that's really fun. So that's what's
yeah.
that's what's up next for us. If anybody wants to find out more information about franchising of MaxOut Strength Studio, they can contact us at www.maxoutcorp.com or maxoutstrengthstudio.com. Both will lead them to the franchise page.
Got it. Any final thoughts from you, Jason or Matt?
No, I'm just stoked, dude. Ready to take over the franchise world, open MaxOut everywhere, create a bunch of great kids and the leaders, and sit back and watch that all unfold. Is going to be a blast.
Absolutely, I'm excited to be a part of it on my end. We are at 919. I'm sure Paul and Stan are as well, and hopefully we can all work together to make you the next success story in franchising.
We appreciate it, brother.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Again, that was Jason Griggs and Matt Kubler of MaxOut Strength Studios. They are helping teens and young adults build their mind, body, and soul every day with their Barwis Methods Charged Fitness and Strength Training Program and their LAMP Mentorship Program. Great stuff there. Certainly feel free to contact them if you want more about the franchise opportunity or just interested in learning more about the great concept they've established. Again, this is the Franchise Focus. Please reach out to us on Twitter at EducatedZ, EducatedZEE. Find Rick Vizio and myself, Graham Chapman, on LinkedIn. Check out his recent articles, Rick's, that is, on entrepreneur.com, as he is a monthly contributing author there. His most recent is The 6 Myths of Franchise Coaches Debunked. Great stuff there that's gone viral, actually. And then, of course, always find stuff about the Educated Franchisee book, the Amazon bestseller at educatedfranchisee.com. And certainly come back to join us here in May as we bring on more exciting guests, just like Matt and Jason, to talk about their success stories in franchising and why you as a prospective owner should get involved. That is it for the Franchise Focus. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Thank you and good evening. See ya.